Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Donegal's only child and adolescent counselling service is set to close in March, citing a lack of funding as the reason. Planning permission is approved for a new €15 million school building at Errigal College. In Letterkenny, we'll hear from the chair of the Board of Management, who also chairs the Donegal Education and Training Board. A Donegal road safety campaigner raises concern that 2024 could be another year of carnage on Irish roads. And detectives in Derry investigating an assault on a man at the weekend make an appeal for witnesses. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the news this afternoon that Donegal's only child and adolescent counselling service is set to close in March, with a lack of funding being cited as the reason. The service is delivered across the county by the Letterkenny-based Rafo Diocesan Centre, with outreach centres in Letterkenny, Dunfanaghy, Stranora, Chrysla and Buncrana, as well as community-funded projects in Carndonagh and Dunlow. The outgoing director, Liam Cannon, says the loss of the service to Donegal, the only one of its kind in the country, will leave many thousands of people who need counselling with nowhere to turn. He's been running the service on a one-day-a-week basis and was to have stepped down last week. However, Liam Cannon's agreed to stay on until March, but after that, he says, the service will close without public investment.
The service has grown that big that it needs a full-time director, but unfortunately, we have exhausted, you know, TUSLA and HSE for the funds to put one person in post to keep the service going. And unfortunately, we were not successful.
As we understand it, you announced your intention to step down last September. You agreed to stay until January. Now you've made it clear you will stay until the middle of March, as we understand it. But come the middle of March, as far as you can see, the service is gone.
I don't really have much of a choice but to stay on currently, because I oversee the whole running and governance of the service. If I were to step out, as I was to do at the start of January, then the service would have to close immediately, because they've been able to oversee the governance of the service there. We all have put, you know, our heart and soul into building the service, and now it's almost like you're doing, you know, starting to wind down something that you built up. And I mean, it is the longest counselling service in the county. You know, it's in existence there for about 34 years in total, and you know, has provided thousands of counsellors, you know, for adults and children and adolescents. And as I said, there's nothing else there to replace it, because it was seen as a model. It's not in existence in any other county. And here we are, just about to close the doors on it due to this, to the lack of funding to put one person in place. So really, you know, for clients out there, it's a devastating blow.
And that was Liam Cannon, the outgoing director of the counselling service at the Rafo Diocesan Centre. There's more from Liam Cannon on our website, highlandradio.com. Expect further discussion on this story on tomorrow's 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes as well. Gardaí are investigating a number of incidents of criminal damage and a car hijacking in Bridgend last evening. It happened at around 8:30. No injuries reported, no arrests made. Gardaí are urging any witnesses to these incidents or anyone with information to come forward. They're particularly anxious to hear from anyone who may have video or dashcam footage that was in the Bridgend area between 8:15 and 8:45 yesterday evening. Planning permission has been approved for a new €15 million school building at Errigal College in Letterkenny. It's been welcomed by the chairperson of the Board of Management at the school and of Donegal ETB, Councillor Donal Coyle. Councillor Coyle says given the rising population of Letterkenny, the new school will be badly needed in the future.
You can expect a new modern school to cater for 750 pupils. At the minute, the school is at capacity with almost 500 pupils there. At the minute now, the ETB did great work in securing temporary accommodation, 10 new classrooms to tide the school over until the new school is built.
And is there any kind of data estimated on when we might see it?
Well, you know yourself, there are various stages that have to go through, that you'll be talking about maybe a couple of years before you'd see building going ahead. But it's great from the point of view, you know, because the way that the population and that the Kenny is increasing, that we will have a new modern school to cater for the educational needs of students in the future.
And that was Councillor Donald Coyle there speaking to Donna-Marie Doherty. A Donegal-based road safety campaigner is raising concerns that 2024 could be another year of carnage on Irish roads. 10 people have been killed on the country's roads since New Year's Day, compared to 8 by this day last year. A quarter of the 184 road users killed last year were aged between 16 and 25. Susan Gray, who chairs the group Park, is calling for immediate action.
The devastation's continuing. We believe that if the government don't act and the Gardaí Commissioner ASAP, we will see a repeat of last year's figures and maybe even more. The issues that have to be addressed are not being addressed. We are still seeing a continuation of Gardaí that are assigned to our roads policing units going down every month. That's appalling.
Detectives in Derry investigating reports of an assault on a man in a licensed premises in the city at the weekend have made an appeal for witnesses. The man is reported to have been assaulted in the premises on Racecourse Road by another at around 8:30 on Saturday evening. The victim, aged in his 50s, sustained a broken jaw after it's reported he was headbutted. Police are urging anyone who saw what happened and who haven't spoken with them to get in touch. They say the victim has sustained a serious injury requiring surgery, but has also been left extremely distressed by what happened. A senior Garda in Donegal says it's important that advanced technology does not compromise the ability of older people to feel safe in their homes or report suspicious activity in their area. The community group Muinse na Tíre is meeting with representatives of the Letterkenny district tonight to discuss the use of a new app, Cáilte, which is intended to replace the traditional text alert system. Superintendent Gretty Sheridan and community policing representatives will also attend and address the meeting. Well, Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says it's a very important development, but he says steps must be taken to ensure that no one is left behind.
It started off as text alert, Donal, as you know, through the communities working through the community alert network. And I suppose technology has taken over now. We've all moved to apps. So there's an app called the Carriage app, and it's rolled out by Muinse na Tíre, who's the umbrella body really for Community Alert. And their CEO, Niall Garvey, is coming up just to explain the workings of it and to explain it. Just for people from the established 12 Community Alert groups in Letterkenny Garda District, for them to become aware of this and to see, do they want to sign up and sort of move from, transition from text alert over to the app.
There's always going to be some concern at potential change. Do you believe that this is a system that's going to work and this is a system that can be adapted to what's in place in Donegal already?
Well, it would be hoping, but we also have to be conscious that a lot of the older people, particularly people living alone, mightn't have smartphones as such. So we're still going to have, I think, to cater for them with the small Nokia, you know, simple type phone that will only be able to receive a text alert. So, like, at the end of the day, it's all about protecting our communities and making people feel safe within their communities and looking out for one another. So we can't be leaving anybody behind in this just because technology has, you know, evolved over the time.
We're staying with An Garda Síochána, and the Garda Representative Association has welcomed a new recruitment drive but says it's concerned at continued retention issues within the force. As of today, the age limit to join the Garda College in Templemore has risen from 35 to 50. However, the GRA is concerned not many people in their 40s would want to leave a career for a starting salary of €35,000. The GRA President Brendan O'Connor says there are also issues around keeping the Gardaí that are already in place.
We want to be positive, we want to tell a good story, but unfortunately the experience of a lot of our members is negative, and we have to represent them and tell their story, and the numbers of people that are leaving the job, either through retirement as soon as they can get out or earlier than they are obliged to leave, and also resignations are indicating that maybe it's not a work environment that's overly appealing.
The economy in the euro area is holding up well, according to the president of the Eurogroup. Finance and economy ministers are meeting in Brussels. Inflation pressures and energy costs have been among the issues facing EU countries in recent years. Well, the group is chaired by the Irish Public Expenditure Minister, Pascal Donoghue. He says economies are still growing, despite the challenges.
We're trying to get inflation down, and we're successful in doing so. And, of course, we have a war taking place on our own borders. And despite all of that, we're still seeing employment at such record levels in many different countries, and we are still seeing economic growth occurring.
A Letterkenny councillor is calling for the inspection of fire hydrants in the town to see that they're in working order. Last month, while responding to a house fire, the Donegal Fire Service had to locate a second hydrant after the nearest one to the house was unusable because it was clogged. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says he's thankful no one was injured in that December fire.
It could be a matter of life and death, or, you know, serious injury to people, or even saving a property from extensive damage, as what happened on this occasion, where the house has been severely damaged. Thankfully, everybody was out and no one was injured. But you would expect that, and you would expect that whoever's responsible now, whether it's SK Éireann, since they took over the water services in 2014, or indeed if it's our own fire service, that there does be a regular maintenance check and ensure that all fire hydrants are working as well as they can be, and if not, that they are fixed to high standard.
And is that a grey area now, the responsibility and who that lies with?
It seems to be. Now, you know, I've been talking to people within the fire service, and to be honest, nobody really knows, well, whose responsibility is it? Is it, you know, it's possibly falling between the stools? Is it still the council's? Is it Irish Waters? Is Gairn, is there known now? Or is it indeed the fire service? So it's something we need clarity on, and I would hope that through this motion at the MD on Tuesday that we would get that clarity on, and that we ensure that the next time the fire service responds, that the hydrants are working properly and efficiently, and that we have clearly marked hydrants right across the county, because over the years nobody's been painting them. There's been a new development, and at times the fire service does find it difficult to locate a fire hydrant on arrival at a scene.
Councillor Jerry McMonagall there. Pressure is mounting on Northern Ireland Secretary of State Chris Heaton-Harris to release money to put a stop to upcoming strike action by public sector workers. Hospital bosses have warned the planned walkout will have a profound impact on services. Unite and GMB say their road workers will refuse to grit for a full week starting on Thursday when snow is forecast. The Stormont parties have been meeting with Chris Heaton-Harris at Hillsborough Castle today. Protesters gathered outside Hillsborough as those talks were taking place. Among them, Deborah Maguire, part of a group of parents representing autistic children in special schools who will be impacted by the spike action.
The upcoming strikes are seriously detrimental to the special needs sector. Many special needs schools are facing an 8-day closure over the next 15-day school dates, in opposed to the mainstream who's only facing one day. We're here today to urge the DUP to take their role in government, to sit down and participate in the allocation of these funds.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where the big winter sale is now on. Get 30% of all the official Donegal GAA Peak range. Also great savings on runners and leisure wear, in store and online.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with cross-channel football. Both Everton and Nottingham Forest have been charged with breaches of the Premier League's profit and sustainability rules. It's Everton's second charge of the season. They have, of course, already been docked 10 points, and further point deductions are now possible. Forest say that they will work with the Premier League on the matter and believe their sale of Brennan Johnson to Tottenham will work in their favour. Andre Onana has been left out of the Cameroon matchday squad for their African Cup of Nations group opener with Guinea. The goalkeeper had raced to the Ivory Coast, having played for Manchester United in the draw with Tottenham yesterday. That game started at 5 o'clock and Guinea are leading by a 0-0. Also in that group, defending champion Senegal opened with a 3-0 win over 10-man Gambia. And tonight in Group D, Algeria takes on Angola. Well, this Saturday evening, Jim McGuinness's Donegal will take on Mickey Hart's Derry in the final of the Dr. McKenna Cup. The decider of the pre-season competition will be live here on Highland as from the 5 o'clock throw-in time at Healy Park in Oma. Donegal, of course, progressed with a comfortable 15.1 over Monaghan and Castleblaney yesterday. Jim McGuinness says that he won't be risking any players in the final with the league opener against Cork to come the following weekend.
I don't know if we'll go all out, like, in terms of risking people that maybe would have niggles and stuff, but we definitely want to win the game. You know, you want to win every game you're involved in. Like, fellas sat out today and missed today because of niggles, and it wasn't much more than that. It was just niggles, but we tried to be smart about it, and we're going to have to do the same next weekend. We'll see what's available, obviously, during the week.
And there is, of course, more from Jim McGuinness available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. There's no doubt the biggest one of the weekend went to Donegal jockey Martin Harley on the Gold Coast in Australia on Saturday. 12 months ago, the Trenton native broke his neck in a fall which could have ended his career. Harley bounced back, however, and got his just rewards by winning the $3 million Magic Millions 3-year-old guineas on a bounding. The victory was one of the biggest of Harley's career.
Unbelievable. This time last year, four days away from the Magic Millions, it broke my neck. So, by God, there was someone up there looking down at me today. It's just nice to get a bit of redemption and, by God, won a little superstar this for the years. But listen, very thankful. Only landed here over a year ago and, by God, this win's made me proud.
Martin Harley there speaking after his victory at the weekend, and he also spoke with Greg Hughes this morning on the 9 till noon show, and that interview is available now in the playback section off our website. To hockey, Ireland's women remain on course to finish inside the crucial top two in their Olympic qualifying group, as Sarah Torrens scored twice as Ireland thrashed the Ukraine 8-0 in Valencia. Ireland will advance to the semi-finals with a win over South Korea tomorrow. The Koreans were thrashed 10-1 by Belgium today. And Ireland's men will look to follow their own one, with their own one rather, against the Ukraine this evening. They take on Belgium from 6:15 Irish time. The other game in that group has just started with Ukraine facing Japan. In tennis, there was no dream return for Naomi Osaka at the Australian Open earlier, playing in her first Grand Slam match since becoming a mother. The two-time champion was beaten in straight sets by Caroline Garcia. Reigning US Open champion Coco Gauff and sixth seed Ons Jabeur were straight set winners and progressed. And men's third seed Daniil Medvedev advanced to round two after his opponent retired hurt in the fourth set. While Andy Murray made an emotional exit from the Kia Arena after his straight sets defeat to Thomas Martin Echeverry, Murray admitted afterwards there's a definite possibility it was his final match at the Melbourne Grand Slam. And finally, in Formula One, Toto Wolff has signed a 3-year deal to stay on as Mercedes team principal. The 52-year-old Austrian has been with the team since January of 2013. Mercedes finished second behind Red Bull last year in the Constructors' Championship. And that's your sport for today, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. There are fears that elderly patients are being warehoused in nursing homes around the county, with concern expressed that patients being discharged from hospital are being placed in care facilities far from their homes. Professor Kenmel Peter says many of those patients are affected by dementia and are left vulnerable by not having a voice. And he says as a result, the personality of patients can become lost.
Yeah, well, without being nasty, I suppose, you know, there is a sense that we're kind of warehousing elderly patients throughout, you know, and we're not the worst by a long, long shot around the country, because and I'm wondering years to come, 20 years or 30 years down the road, we will be having inquiries as to how we allow this to happen. I mean, a lot of the patients that end up in these nursing homes have dementia or, you know, maybe with other diseases, and they don't really have a say in where they're going to go. I mean, their families will do their best for them, but sometimes the only option may be a good spin away from where they're originally from. Elderly people have a long history of work and hobbies and their likes and dislikes, and you know, a patient may have worked in the UK, or as one patient who built tunnels in Vietnam, you know, and they have colourful histories, and sometimes that's lost when they go into an institutional setting where people don't know them personally and don't know their backstory, you know. And I think if people knew those stories intimately, then it makes the job more interesting and it's better for the patient.
A Donegal senator says eyes have been taken off the ball in terms of hate crime legislation. Senator Eileen Flynn says travellers and other minority groups have been calling for hate crime legislation for years, and it can't be something that's left on the back burner. While the senator says she has heard concerns about the bill, she says there are protections in place for freedom of expression. Senator Bill added that while she is pushing for this legislation, she's hopeful that its provisions won't have to be used.
I do believe that hate crime legislation has been put on the back burner, and it's not only for the traveller community, it's for the LGBTQI plus community and also people with disabilities as well.
You're saying it needs to be a constant drive so that we don't need to react to tragedies as such?
Yes, for me, I'm really hoping that we won't have to use the piece of legislation, that we can educate society, educate people from a very young age through our education system around hatred. And, you know, we're not born to hate. Unfortunately, it's something that we're learned either within our own family settings or from other people who had influence in our life, you know. And for me, really, it's not about locking people up and throwing away the key. It's really about educating society and for people to think twice before they burn down accommodation that's for refugees, to attack a person of colour on the streets and also people with disabilities as well. We don't really talk much about people with disabilities when we talk about hate and discrimination, but they're one group that's mainly affected by hate crime.
And that was Senator Eileen Flynn. The whole of Donegal will be under a snow and ice warning from 6 o'clock this evening. The entire country under a cold weather warning. Those alerts remaining in force until 11 tomorrow. Donegal County Council, meanwhile, has already begun gritting all the roads on its winter programme. The gritters are out already and will stay out until tomorrow morning. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather spoke to Greg Hughes about the warnings on this morning's 9 till noon show.
Yes, so we have a northerly or northwesterly feed of very cold Arctic air over us now, right up until Friday. So it's going to stay pretty much cold right through until Friday. Now, the showers are going to start feeding in tonight and early tomorrow morning into the north and northwest. So Donegal is going to see some snow showers. Now, it will actually drag in a little bit less cold air for a time tomorrow morning, so it might turn into kind of a sleety kind of mix of rain, sleet and snow at lower levels mess for a time, but probably falling the snow on high ground. There will be some accumulations of snow likely in Donegal, but the problem is it's going to freeze after that then tomorrow night. So whether it's rain, sleet or snow that falls, there is going to be likely frost on top of that, which is going to form ice. And then you're going to have more snow showers on Wednesday feeding in again. So it is going to be a tricky few days.
And just looking at Met Éireann's forecast, they're seeing a mix of clear spells and well-scattered showers of rain, sleet and snow this evening, with light and occasionally moderate northwest winds. Mostly cloudy tonight with outbreaks of rain, sleet and snow, as Alan said there, moving in from the northwest. Lows overnight -3 to 0 degrees Celsius, mostly light west to southwest winds. Mainly cloudy tomorrow morning with outbreaks of rain, some further falls of sleet or snow. That rain becoming patchier in the afternoon and evening. Some sunny spells may develop and poke through tomorrow evening as well. Highs tomorrow 3 to 5 degrees Celsius. Mostly moderate southwest to west winds. Fresh at times in the northwest. Looking at the main stories this evening, Donegal's only child and adolescent counselling service is set to close in March, citing a lack of funding as the reason. The outgoing director is leaving and they can't get funding for a replacement. Liam Cannon, the outgoing director, says they need a full-time director but can't secure the funding for that post. Planning permission has been approved for a new €15 million school building at Errigal College in Letterkenny. The chair of the Donegal ETB, who also chairs the board of management at the school, says Letterkenny's rising population means this will be a very necessary development. And a senior Garda in Donegal says it's important that advanced technology doesn't compromise the ability of older people to feel safe in their homes or report suspicious activity in their area. Muintir na Tíre is planning to move from text alert to a new Cardia app. There's a meeting to discuss that taking place in Donegal tonight. Sergeant Paul Wallace says it's an important development, but steps must be taken to ensure no one is left behind. We're back with news headlines again at 6. All of today's news, of course, on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday, the 15th of January. The death has taken place of Margaret Doherty, Paddy Moore, Middletown, Malin Head, reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to Star of the Sea Church, Madden Head, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in Lag Cemetery, Malin. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of John Quinn, Conlon Road, Killybegs, reposing at his late residence until 9 o'clock this evening. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Anne Hutton, Ella Beg, Bridgend. Anne's remains are reposing at the family home. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral from the family home on Wednesday morning at 11:15 to St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in St Murrah's Cemetery, Fawn. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice. The death has taken place of Robert Moore, Umrakam, Ballyheeran, Fanad. Robert's funeral service will take place at Christ the Redeemer Church in Rosnakill, Fanad, at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The house is strictly private, please. Family flowers only. And the death has taken place of Paul McGowan, 7, Admiran Park, Stranorer. Paul's remains will repose at his late residence until 9 o'clock this evening. Mass of the Resurrection at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorer, with burial afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. House private, please, before the funeral, to family and neighbours only. Flowers welcome, donations in lieu if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, Donegal Branch, care of any family member or McGowan Funeral Home. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.